Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And as we move toward our Thanksgiving holiday, a different Thanksgiving than we maybe have ever had before, one of the things to be thankful for is that for the moment, at least, the Republicans maintain control of the United States Senate. There's a powerful piece by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal. I don't always agree with Kimberly, but I absolutely agree with her today. She is writing about the need for all hands on deck, every conservative, every Republican, everyone who wants to support the idea of a balanced government. Of a government that is not all one party, one faction, one point of view, that if you believe in that, you got to get involved in supporting Senator David Perdue for re-election, supporting Senator Kelly Loeffler for re-election. And it's going to be close, and it's going to be serious. It's going to be difficult in the state of Georgia. But one of the reasons this is so important is because what we're dealing with is not only providing a check on a new administration, which is going to be a Democratic administration, but also providing some support for the more reasonable centrist tendencies of Joe Biden and people like his chief of staff, Ron Klain, and the people so far he has announced for top staff positions. None of them have been part of that radical faction or expressed that radical point of view. Joe Biden also just said that he has decided on a Secretary of the Treasury. He apparently is going to announce that choice because the economy is so wobbly and it's crucial. Another disappointing day on Wall Street today. But with all of that going on, to remind us of just how far out some Democrats are, they staged a demonstration in front of the Democratic National Committee. And what was the demonstration? It was a demonstration led by members of the infamous squad who were trying to demonstrate now in advance, before Joe Biden even takes power, demanding immediate action on the Green New Deal, which, by the way, Joe Biden did not endorse in the campaign. There are elements of it that he was positive on, but the entire thing is extraordinarily destructive and a terrible idea. But of course, that's exactly what attracts Rashida Tlaib in her support for these demonstrations and for the Green New Deal. Clip 3A, listen.
When I met with President-elect Biden in Detroit, he said, you know, I'm going to need your help. I said, sir, I'm going to help you get reelected. Don't worry about that. Because the people are going to come out because they know the importance of protecting our country and our democracy. But I said, I might not be your favorite member of Congress because my timeline is different. My timeline is different. I have no time to. Our folks don't have another day, another hour, another any moment, another week, a month. They're tired of waiting. They have asked you for clean air. They have asked you for clean water to protect them. And so we're on a different timeline, and we're going to make sure that the Biden administration sticks to our timeline and moving towards our timeline.
Okay, and they're going to do that based on what? The squad lost a bunch of primary challenges. They won three of them. There are three new squad members, or maybe even four. So you're talking about eight members of a Democratic caucus in the House. It's going to be 220. And I'm sorry, most of those other Democratic House members are not quite, not yet at least, Rashida Tlaib crazy. But that doesn't dissuade her, because this is not just a moment. It's, well, listen to her.
we understand this movement is more than one day. It is more than election day. This movement is more than ever in the election day. It is about people and about transformational, meaningful action around climate crisis. Thank you on behalf of my seniors, my residents. They know I'm a crier.
Okay, there is a Rashida Tlaib. Now, of course, she was joined. What would be a demonstration on behalf of the Green New Deal without one of the co-authors of the Green New Deal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? And AOC has a view of what the electorate prioritizes that is somewhat different. Clip 4A.
Every single person up here represents the power of the movement. It represents the power of indigenous communities organizing, the power of young people organizing, the power of the movement for black lives organizing, showing that climate is intersectional with every one of our needs and demands. It is tied to the treaty rights and liberties of indigenous peoples in the United States of America. Climate action is tied to reproductive justice, because we can't talk about poison water without talking about how so many people across this country are denied the right to build a biological family because they've been poisoned by their own water.
Okay, this is highly controversial. I hope she does get fact-checked on it about the allegedly major populations who were denied the right to produce a biological family because they drink water from the tap. Again, I'm lucky because I live in the Northwest, and I know they had terrible water in Flint, Michigan, and it's a very big issue in Flint, Michigan, and terrible thing, and nobody should have to deal with that. But the idea that this has to do with the Green New Deal, that people will be able to get a water supply and get that water supply more readily because of the Green New Deal and its restrictions on industrial activity and scientific activity and development of the economy. It's all nuts. And AOC continues trying to do her intersectionality pitch of connecting the Green New Deal to everything. Listen.
And it's about time, long past time, that we recognize and understand that we owe our seats, we owe our political power because of young people, because of the movement for black lives, because of women, because of the working class across this country. And it's a class issue, it's a race issue, it's a gender issue. That's why this work is so important. And because of the movement and the power that the movement has built.
That's why, again, everything is identified based on race, class, and gender. This is identity politics, and it stinks. And another example of identity politics is a piece, and it's a serious piece, by Jack Holmes, who is the politics editor for Esquire magazine. And he is arguing that there's only one thing to do about resolving the current flurry of lawsuits. And yes, a truly dreadful press conference yesterday by Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and others. Okay, fine. He is suggesting that what America needs right now, leading into the holiday season, is a new effort to impeach President Trump. He's not kidding. He's concerned that President Trump is dangerous, that he's unstable, that he could do anything in the next 60 days while he remains president of the United States. Is he really trying to organize an impeachment or just venting? We will get to that, and also banning a MAGA hat in a school because it is allegedly a racist symbol. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedvid.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
MedVed Show, the demonstrators out in front of the Democratic National Committee Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them, we're all talking about clean water and pure drinking water. And one of the things that is very exciting about our crowd, which is an opportunity to invest in some of the most exciting startups anywhere in the world, is that a number of those companies are involved with basically people who are able to, through technology, use ocean water, desalinization, where there are companies that have won major contracts around the world for desalinization, and also for preserving water in reservoirs from algae infestation, which is a huge problem. And people have talked about this, that for the 21st century, water is really the new oil. It is a crucial resource. And you can find information about these companies and what they are doing and how you can be part of them and invest in them and get in on the ground floor, an opportunity that's usually reserved for people with very considerable resources. And even if you're not in that category, you can be part of this crowdsourcing through our crowd. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Sign up for their free newsletter. You can hear about all of the exciting companies that are being developed in Israel, in the United States, and frankly around the world now, including the Arab world. Check it out at our crowd at michaelmedved.com, where you can invest early alongside angels and VCs. Okay, there's this piece in Esquire magazine, and I understand where Jack Holmes is coming from. He has been sort of knocked sideways by some of President Trump's strategies and attempts to defy the election. And even today, when he was announcing his deal on prescription drugs, he's trying to lower the cost of prescription drugs for every American. Fine, but he had to throw in that he won the election and that the Democrats stole ballots. And look, this whole narrative is very destructive because it is baseless, it is truth-free, and it is problematic. And Jack Holmes writes in Esquire magazine, "This is not just another meltdown to be managed as we all try to dodge the toys he's throwing out of the crib. He should be removed from office for crimes against the American Republic. I've said in private for some time," he writes, "that I believe Trump, if he is actually to leave office, may have to be impeached in the lame duck period. It's often been met with eye rolls." It should be met with eye rolls. Trump will leave on January 20th. Will he concede before then? Maybe not. Will he attend the inauguration of a successor? Probably not. I wish he would. And I wish he'd call Joe Biden and wish him happy birthday and basically behave like every other president to a successor and not go out as the sorest loser in American presidential history. And Jack Holmes writes, "How much damage will he do while he still holds the powers of the presidency, which he can wield from anywhere as he tells himself he has nothing to lose?" And he writes in Esquire magazine, "In a sane country, he would be nowhere near this position, but in a moderately less sane one, he would be removed from office via the impeachment power of Congress or the 25th Amendment that would declare him incapacitated before he can do more damage. If the Senate Republicans who would need to convict him were not such craven fools, they might realize they don't need him anymore, and that if he is swiftly removed, if they repudiate him, he may not turn out to be the zombie kingmaker all have assumed he will be in his political afterlife. He has only risen so far because they have allowed it at every moment." Okay, one thing that we learned at the beginning of 2020 and the end of 2019, it's not that long ago, is impeachment is virtually impossible. We have never had a president who's been successfully impeached. Right now, when the president is headed out the door anyway, it's senseless and impossible. Basically, what you would do here is, first of all, there isn't a single Republican, I don't believe, who would vote to impeach Trump now. None. There's only one last time, Senator Romney of Utah, who voted on one of the charges against him. Okay, it didn't come close. It made Trump more popular and stronger, and it was a foolish strategy then. Now it's an insane strategy, because honestly, if there is one thing that I think Americans could be grateful for coming up to this Thanksgiving, it's that we're kind of done with the campaign and all of its demonization of the other side. And no, I think it's a ridiculous idea to talk about impeaching President Trump now. And there's something else that shows, it seems to me, how bitter people are even after the election. And it's a story out of San Diego, where I grew up. My parents moved to San Diego when I was in first grade, and we lived there in San Diego till I was a junior in high school. And at a school I never attended, it's a very expensive, very prestigious private school, La Jolla Country Day School. And they had an incident recently where a child who was wearing a red MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, was told to remove it. Okay, I could understand that if what you're talking about is, okay, there's no political signage of any kind. But no, the head of school, whose name is Gary Cron, Dr. Gary Cron, said no, she had to remove it as a symbol of racism. Listen.
A student came onto campus with a Make America Great Again hat. He has every right to wear that hat. I had friends give their life for that right. It was not a political decision to reach out to him and talk about that hat. It was a decision about dignity, the inherent value that all humans have. When I approached the student, I shared with him that he had that right to wear the hat. I also shared with him the impact it has on our community. That hat has a symbol of racism and hatred. We could argue about whether that's true or not, but it's a fact that in our community, there's a belief that that's what that hat represents. And because we're a community of dignity, that all people have value and that all people are vulnerable, I wanted the student to know that his decision was going to have an impact on people.
Okay, this is outrageous. This is outrageous. Would they force a student to take off a Black Lives Matter hat? The idea that it's racism and hatred and bigotry behind support for President Trump? Come on, stop it. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and constructive questions today.
Do you understand that law?
I don't call an activist.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, look, I can perfectly understand why a school would want to ban political paraphernalia. I do think, though, that it's a terrible idea to do that, because if you're going to ban just certain kinds of political paraphernalia, then that's ridiculous. But the idea of telling a student, the head of school, Dr. Gary Cron, the head of the La Jolla Country Day School, now it's a private school, and I assume that virtually 100% of the people who choose to send their children to La Jolla Country Day School are supporters of Joe Biden or to the left of that. But the idea that a child should be singled out or be told that a MAGA hat that he is wearing, and apparently it was a he that he confronted, that is an assault to human dignity is ridiculous. Because that goes with the assumption that all those people, the 73 million people, and it's over 73 million people who voted for President Trump, who embraced that slogan, Make America Great Again, who wear MAGA hats, that all those people are bad people. Because if you embrace racism and you refuse to recognize the dignity of other people, then you're a bad human being. And the difficulty with all of this becomes, okay, how did we get to the situation where it's not just divided on issues? The division is almost tribal. And actually, I have been thinking more and more that one of the reasons it is so tribal to so many people is because the actual issues are so minor. In other words, slavery. You can understand, you could see the Civil War coming, that Civil War, right? Because the issue of slavery represented what William Henry Seward in 1858 called an irrepressible conflict. That's 3 years before the actual war came. And that irrepressible conflict was over an issue where there really was no compromise. Lincoln said, if slavery isn't wrong, then nothing is wrong. And no, it wasn't states' rights that led the South to secede. Without slavery, there would not have been the enormous bloodbath and the sacrifice and the tragedy of the Civil War. What issue do we have like that today? And again, the issues that people bring up are all issues of extent. Let me take, for instance, the issue of firearms. I think that firearms rights, the right to keep and bear arms, is important. It's guaranteed by the Constitution. But no one believes, or virtually no one, that there should be no regulation of guns. And very few people believe that guns should be banned in every instance and entirely and completely not allowed for private ownership. Over 80% of America, and polls show this, and it's really closer to 90% of America, believe that this should be somewhere in between. And what we're really arguing about is the extent of regulation, not the existence of any regulation. We take the issue of abortion, which is a hugely explosive issue. Honestly, when you begin probing what other Americans believe on that issue, it's really not a life or death issue for most people. There are very, very few people who believe that every single abortion in every circumstance, including a baby who is 8 months developed, that it all should be equally approved of and allowed. There are very few people who believe that. By the same token, there are very few people who believe that every abortion should be prohibited, including abortions involving rape and incest and the life of the mother, etc., etc. What we're really arguing about is the extent to which government is going to regulate abortion. So take other issues. If people talk about the issue of socialism, I know there's lots of talk about socialism, but is there really anybody in the United States, in our political system, who believes that we should abolish private property, that we should abolish private enterprise, that you should be allowed to leave nothing to your children? Now, there's some people who believe that inheritance taxes are wrong because you've already paid tax money on that money that you've earned. And you've already paid taxes as you were earning and saving it. But the idea that we have implacable differences, that's not true. So why does our politics today, when there's kind of a broad, mushy middle on most of the issues that we face, why have politics become so bitter? And there's a line in the Edward Albee play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, where they talk about faculty politics. Faculty politics becomes so nasty because it means so little. And this also goes to there's a piece, and I want to spend more time on it at some point, but it's by a very good writer named Alex Morris, who she and her family have moved from New York because of the pandemic in with her parents in Alabama. And her parents love Trump, and she believes Trump is an abomination. And they're living together in the same household. And she talks about some of their same arguments. And their arguments are about basically imputing the worst possible motives to both sides, which, of course, is always a mistake. But what's striking when you read her piece, it's in Rolling Stone magazine, it's a new piece under the heading Loving People Who Love Donald Trump. And she writes about her parents, she says they were wonderful parents. They were conservative Republicans. They live in Alabama. And they went from a very lukewarm support for President Trump in 2016 to adulation of President Trump now. And look, her basic advice is to air out these differences, but to try to keep them civil. Well, obviously. But sometimes if you know you profoundly disagree, if you identify with a different tribe, with a different team, and that's the problem with our politics, it seems to me, right now. It's all become the Jets and the Sharks. It's like gang warfare. You're the Crips and the Bloods. You're a member of one team or another. And if you're a member of one team or another, you believe that the people on the other team are nasty and evil, and that that poor kid wearing a MAGA cap is going to have his principal come up to him and say, "Did you know that what you're wearing is a symbol of oppression and racism and denial of human dignity?" Outrageous. And by the way, it would be outrageous if someone was attending, say, a conservative Christian school, and someone came in with a Biden cap, a Biden-Harris cap, and someone said, "Do you know that that's an offense to human dignity, and it's a symbol of oppression?" Of course, that would never happen. That would never happen, because it's we are very much conditioned to be more sensitive on one side than the other. But generally, if we could recognize a little bit that all of the extreme interpretations about evil conspiracies that animate our political opponents are wrong and misleading, we would be a better country. And that includes some of the imputations about evil conspiracies regarding the results of this election. I'll get to a very good source that sets it straight coming up on the Medved Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the piece that I mentioned in Rolling Stone about learning to love people who love Donald Trump, about a young mother and her husband coming to terms with her parents, and they're living at her parents' home. And her parents sound like lovely people. She sounds like a nice person, too. And she concludes by saying that we continue to live somewhere in a middle ground between war and peace. And I guess, okay, but it does recognize that, obviously, as Americans, as members of the same family, even if you have very, very different political points of view, you have vastly more in common. And one of those things that I think that it's worthwhile to have in common is a rejection of truly idiotic and irresponsible conspiracy theories. And Jim Garrity, fine conservative writer, over at the Morning Jolt in National Review, has a powerful piece that I hope everyone will read. In fact, Jeremy, it would be great if we could put this up at our website, because he titles it "Americans Deserve the Truth, Even if It's Unpleasant." And he writes this after quoting extensively from Rudy Giuliani yesterday and from Sidney Powell and some of their more extreme suggestions. And then he writes, "The contention of the Trump campaign's lawyers is that the outcome of the 2020 presidential election was rigged by a conspiracy of multiple voting machine software companies, poll workers across the country, local and county election officials in multiple key states, various secretaries of state, state attorneys general, governors, including Republicans, law enforcement at all levels, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and every judge who has ruled against them so far. Oh, and almost everyone in almost every form of media who covers elections, presumably including me. That's Jim Garrity writing from National Review. If indeed the conspiracy is that vast, that deep, that all-powerful, it raises the question of why anybody should participate in elections at all. And he writes, if you still have more faith in Giuliani and Powell than everyone who contends that what they're saying is utter nonsense, don't take my word for it. Every court document that is filed in relation to the election gets posted online. DemocracyDocket.com does a good job of collecting all those documents and posting them fairly quickly. You can read through them. Everything is right there in black and white. You can see that the Trump campaign's lawyers are not making the same claims of massive, widespread fraud and voter alteration in court. Lawyers face serious professional consequences for lying. That is, making an assertion that they know is not true to a judge or jury. Ask yourself, if what Giuliani and Powell are claiming is true, why is the Trump campaign not making that accusation in court? Why are they not presenting evidence? Why did Powell get angry at Tucker Carlson, who's about as supportive a media voice as the Trump campaign could ever want, when he asked for evidence? Just what did Tucker Carlson do wrong in that situation? You deserve to be treated better than this, writes Jim Garrity. You deserve the truth, even if the truth is unpleasant or something you don't want to hear. There is this, for instance, Kayleigh McEnany, and look, she has a tough job for any outgoing president, but particularly for this outgoing president. And she can't, of course, tell you what she personally has concluded about the outcome of the election. But she can't avoid saying things that are just not true. Today, this is clip 8, Jeremy, she complained about Barack Obama. Not something he said in his book, not something he said last week. That's all fair game. She complained about Barack Obama because he wouldn't cooperate with the Trump transition. Listen.
Forget the inexcusable transition or lack thereof that President Trump had to endure in 2016 and 4 years into his presidency. Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Do you understand that at all?
I don't call an activist. I'm not an activist.
Okay, that was a Caitlin Collins of CNN was asking, when will the president concede the election? And she says, I don't take questions from activists. This idea that there was no transition? Obama invited President-elect Trump to the White House 2 days after the election. Hillary Clinton conceded the morning after the election. The idea that there was no cooperation, this is President Trump speaking at his own inauguration on January 20th of 2017. Listen. Number 18.
Every 4 years we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you.
Okay. President Trump said it at his inauguration, and there is no indication that they made it difficult for him to assume the powers of the presidency. That's why I honestly believe that we will come to some resolution. I hope that it doesn't come to the idea of the president denying the validity of this election, refusing to attend the inauguration. I mentioned, I believe it was yesterday, that he would become only the fourth president in our history to, and the first president since 1869, it was a long time ago, not to attend the inauguration of his successor. Look, it's useful for the country, and it's also useful for President Trump. There is a fantastic piece by Mark Thiessen, and I think he's entirely correct, former speechwriter to President Bush, columnist for the Washington Post, big supporter of President Trump. It's called An 8-Point Plan for Trump to Leave the Presidency and Win It Back in 2024. Point number one, cooperate with the Biden transition while pursuing your legal challenges. Point number two, when the Electoral College meets on December 14th and declares Biden the winner, concede and say you are stepping aside for the sake of the country. Number three, announce you're running in 2024. Number four, lead the GOP to keep control of the Senate, helping win those races in Georgia, which are crucial. Number five, deliver an unprecedented farewell address. Number six, preside over a gracious transfer of power. Number seven, guide the party to retake the House in 2022. And number eight, take back the presidency. Mark Thiessen writes, if he helps Republicans hold the Senate in 2021 and take back the House in 2022, Trump will have a head of steam going into 2024 and a good shot at returning as the 47th president. Okay, I think it will be tough for President Trump to run again. I wouldn't be optimistic about it, but certainly would be more optimistic. Why? Because, number one, he would be 78. He'd be the same age that Biden is now. And he presumably wouldn't be running for a rematch against Biden. The only president we've had who's ever done that, lost an election and then come back, had a rematch. It was Benjamin Harrison, who had beaten Grover Cleveland very narrowly, and then Grover Cleveland came back and beat Benjamin Harrison. I do think that it's going to be difficult for President Trump to maintain, quote, control of the Republican Party. But can he play a positive role for the country and in the future? For one thing, he's going to be building a Trump library, which can be, I mean, he's the great builder, right? That could be a very wonderful building. The question is, where would you put it? We will get to that and much more, including a truly remarkable film that is coming out that we will review in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.